Hey everyone, and welcome to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen, aka The Hair Healer. I hope everyone is having a fabulous day and starting the day out on a right foot. And if you're listening to this podcast, I would say you're going to start your day out on the right foot. Hopefully. I know yesterday I did a post on my social media. I did not at all start the day out on the right foot. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed and I did not want to change it to the other side of the bed. I can tell you that. And do you know why? We're going to talk about it. Yesterday we had the sun opposite Saturn. We felt it a lot. We're still feeling it, you know, because the sun moves faster than Saturn, but there's still a little bit. It was perfected yesterday, but it's definitely the runoff energy is today. And I will say before I got on here and did this recording, sorry, I just dropped something. Before I did this recording, I was crying. You know, let me be transparent. Let me be totally honest with you, but I was crying. I woke up this morning and the sun, one of the things the sun represents in astrology is our purpose, our path in life. You know, where do we go? And opposite Saturn, you know, Saturn brings limitations. It brings restrictions. It holds back, it binds, it ties, you know, it slows things down. And there was just like, all of a sudden, you know, I've been feeling this way and I talked a little bit about last week, but yesterday and today, I was just like, what am I doing? Where am I going in life? What is the purpose of the podcast, the hair healer, the last 3 years of all this work? Because in a way it feels like it's all just being restricted. In feelings of just the world, right? Like it's almost the energy is being restricted or limited, or I'm being held back. All the work I put in almost feels like, was it even worth it? You know, where is it going? Has it gone anywhere? You know, and some days I can see how far it's gone and some days I can't. And I think when we have this, there's just this like, what's my limit? What's holding me back? Why is nothing moving in the direction that I want it to go? You know, why do I feel stuck and stalled in whatever it is? And that is the very essence of sun opposite Saturn, you know, of like Saturn holding you back and restricting you, but also saying, hey, let's pay attention. Where can we do something different? How can I do something different? This transit is really going to show you also what your limitations are, what you can take energetically, emotionally, you know, physically. And what can't you, you know, and when do you push limits and when are the good times to push and when are the good times to hold and what are we resisting? And I couldn't help but feel as everything I was going, I'm like, am I actually resisting myself the way that my life path is supposed to go? Am I? You know, it's been a tough couple days, a tough couple weeks in general, you know, since Mars was opposite Saturn a month ago. That happened a month ago. And I really looked at my ego and my purpose and my path. And it almost feels like since then, it's almost like, is this worth it? What's worth it? I know the amazing, you know, you guys that have been supporting me since the very beginning of this are like, it's worth it, your help. But like, where am I putting my energy and where do I need to switch my energy up? And where do I also need to keep going? And also Saturn retrograde right now, there is rewards for hard work. That's the thing. We put in the work, we get the rewards. I didn't mean to go off on that tangent right away and talk right into sun opposite Saturn, but we're still feeling it today. And we woke up and just kind of feeling like blah, or like, hey, where do I need to become, you know, this is the other end. Where do I need to be more responsible in my life? Where do I need to take and put the structure into my life? Where do I need that? So last week I was praying and meditating, and I don't know if you can hear 11 right now. She's purring, one of them, or he. Actually, they're both he's, but for whatever reason, I always call the one a female. I don't know why, since the beginning, but I guess they're they. So anyway, one of the things that that really has been coming up or has been circled for me. Last week I did some praying. I did some meditating. Again, just I can't get rid of this feeling like, where am I going? What am I doing? Nothing is worth it. And I meditated, and something that came to me shortly after. Sometimes we meditate and we get the answers. Sometimes we meditate and we get nothing. Or oftentimes we meditate and the answers come later. And I think that later that night, I was just driving along and it was like, get off social media. Do a social media cleanse. And I said, what? You know, but it actually felt right. Do a social media cleanse. I don't know who I am without it, in a small level, who I am without social media, right? Like I am 33. I'm the beginning of the millennial. So we started with MySpace. And granted, you'd get on, sign on AOL, get on MySpace for a little bit, go home. It wasn't this instant access social media that we have today. But I went to community college as soon as I graduated high school for a semester before I went to beauty school. So I signed up for Facebook. I had a college, email, and that's how Facebook used to be. You had to have a college email. So social media has been a very large part of my life since I was 16 years old, and that's when MySpace kicked off. I was 16, and to a degree, who am I without it, And I've put a lot of work, even when I didn't, use social media to promote my services or my thing, I was still on it and in people's lives and ingrained, and I'm like, holy shit, social media is a pretty big part of my identity. That hit like a big identity, and how do I identify and without it, and how does it make me feel when I'm not using it, especially now that we got 10 different social media apps and all instant access and all go and CCCCC and what is, and it came to me like maybe this this creative block would move. I would move beyond it if I got social media off for a little bit. And I'm not saying forever, who knows? The last time I did this was over COVID, and it wasn't on purpose. My phone broke at the beginning of COVID, like totally just broke, and it took forever to get one because of COVID, and I went for about 7 days. And the one thing I can remember from that is how many times I went to go reach for my phone the first 2 days, just to like if I was bored, I had a free moment, let me check my phone. And I was a little shocked by that. And of course, I got my phone back and right to it. But I thought, what would benefit me? Because something else that's happening, and again, I'm being very transparent and honest about what's happening with myself and the podcast is growing, is I started to feel resentful or even jealous of other people. I don't get jealous. People have that hard time to believe. I don't believe really. I get jealous in relationships. I'm like, who are you talking to my man like that? I'm like that type of jealous. But if you have lovers, cars, friends, happiness, money, success, beauty, I'm happy for you. Like, I want that because I know that other feelings actually works against me. So I encourage that. I love seeing that in other people. But where the resentment or slight even jealousy came from is I started to see people, no one I know personally, but out there who, dumbs down astrology, dumbs down spirituality, right? And to me, right, this is my opinion. Some people may just find that pure entertainment. That's kind. And I'm like, why are these people looking so easy, making it, millions of views on, say, TikTok, when all they're doing is just showing their bodies and giving most basic level information? It's almost like I'm like, here I am putting my blood, sweat, and tears studying third year. And I'm like, why isn't that moving? Why isn't that moving? Or, why is spirituality becoming such a trend? Again, I'm happy, I love seeing people grow and find themselves through this, but why is it such a trend? And so those feelings don't make me feel good in my daily life. So I said, okay, maybe I need to get off here for a little bit because I don't like to feel that, and I need to regroup and rethink about what's important to me and in what ways am I going to bring astrology, self-help, self-care, love, spirituality to my platform. And I get one of the best things that still keeps coming to me. Like this weekend, I was like, maybe I'm not going to, delete social media for a week or something. And then this morning and last night, I was like, oh yeah, I need to. That's what's coming to me. Because by that, right, I can focus on life again. I can focus on my spirituality. That's the thing. I teach people these things, meditation, these spiritual tools. But I become so busy, and I'm very busy in my daily life that I'm not doing what I need to do to maintain my own spiritual, purpose, path, whatever it is. So, look out on social media. It's not like I'm going to be gone for like months or anything, but in the next week or so, I'll probably be doing a week, 2 week detox from social media and really find myself again and find out who I identify with and what I identify as, with social media, with that out of my life, and what is my purpose? And that will also, I think, align me to say, hey, let's take this and the podcast and the astrology and the hair in this direction, because that's what's happening right now. I'm so flooded in our minds. Even when we check social media, right, there's a few ways. If you're a creative artist, if you're trying to make it, you're trying to create content, you're trying to do something, every other person's content gets in your own head in your own way, right? Even if you're just scrolling, you're not even stopping to pay attention. You see a glimpse. And this goes for if someone's posting on Facebook something depressing, something happy, whatever. Our brain is so fast, it's still picking up on those things and it's still flooding. It's flooding our brain. You know, we're overprocessing with so much stuff. And so I feel like I have an overprocessed brain right now. Can we say that? And I think Saturn opposite, the sun opposite Saturn is really showing me that and showing me again where I need to discipline myself with that. So stay tuned for that. You know, this is, again, this is showing you what path do you need to go? Where should you really put the work in? And sometimes you need to sit back and say, hey, am I resisting? Am I resisting the current? Am I resisting the current of change? Is this not going the way I think that it should go? You know? And so that's going to be what I'm going to be doing. We'll see. Again, I already feel better coming on here. I literally cried 20 minutes before I got on here and I prayed, which is what I do. And I said, you know what? Let me come on my podcast and just tell everyone and be transparent, because it can be hard. It can be hard to, you know, be in a constant state of creating content and that creative flow and letting creativity flow. And we forget, I forget so easily, that creativity usually comes from pain, you know, happiness, something outside of social media, right? Something that triggers our emotions, triggers our mind, triggers our thoughts, our feelings, you know? I need to get ingrained back into the real world and really get my creative flow from that. So that's really what's happening. Today, we on the 3rd, we got Venus trine Uranus and Mercury squared Uranus. So it's funny that that this is all sort of happening, because it's bringing new ideas, new thoughts, new ways, you know, especially Venus trine Uranus. That is like Venus, right? One of the things it rules is our creative pleasures and our things like that. And Uranus brings sudden change, sudden thoughts, sudden action, sudden like, oh my God, you know, I'm crying, but it's time to switch things up, you know. And we have the Gemini moon, so making things, you know, hey, let me be open-minded and look all around. The Gemini moon will be there for the next 2 days. But that's also happening in my house of career. So it's funny. Every time I think, why am I having these emotional breakdowns, moments, good, bad, the ugly, all of them, I look at the day's transits and I say, okay, so that's where these emotions are coming from. That's what's triggering it. You know, that's what these planets do. It's not that we use them to blame, say, oh, well, I'm this, I'm that. No, this is what's bringing, it's bringing awareness into that area of your life, bringing thoughts, downloads, awareness, whatever you call it, emotions, all from that for you to pass through. I was thinking yesterday that, and I feel like I'm sure I've said it on this podcast. I know it's something I talk about a lot, but it's kind of weird to me that, oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. My cat jumped up and I lost my train of thought, which means God's will, I was not supposed to talk about that, you know, not talk about it at all. And hopefully that will come back. I cannot believe that just happened. So let's talk about the new moon in Leo, guys, since I just saw it, and hopefully that will come back, because I feel like it was something good I had to say, but 11 had to distract me. So we have this new moon in Leo, rebirth of the ego. We had a lot in Leo. Mars in Leo brought about certain things in our ego. It showed us certain things in our ego that we maybe didn't love or didn't want to see, right? But at the end, right, by the time it left, now Mars is in Virgo, it was like we had a breath of fresh air. And so that sort of happened too. You know, at the end, I saw with Mars moving through Leo, at the end, I saw what is really worth it, what isn't worth it. I talked about that on last week's episode, what is and what is not. So with this new moon, it's a rebirth, you know. Look at what Mars and Leo has shown you. What happened over July, the end of June, over July in your life? What places did you grow? Did you learn? Did the ego maybe tear you down a little bit? You know, where did you see some things that you didn't love that had to be torn down and rebuilt? So now we're in the rebirth. The rebirth of what we learned of ourselves, the rebirth of the ego. You know, this new moon's coming in on Sunday, and on the East Coast, it's going to be early in the morning when it perfects. But again, you can feel the energy for them for about 2 days, 2.5 days. Well, and that's how long it stays in a zodiac sign, but you can also feel the energy of it that way. So where can, you know, where do you need a rebirth? Whether it's just like, I need a rebirth in creative ideas. I need a rebirth in friends. I need a rebirth in family. I need a rebirth in my thoughts, my actions. Whatever came up for you in July and what really revealed some ego pains, or as Eckhart Tolle says, pain body. I love, if you've listened to him talk, he always says pain body, you know. Well, we also have this new moon, though. It's going to be squared Uranus. And so that's going to bring a little bit of energy that will not, you know, that will maybe feel a little bit full moony. And when I say that, I mean like restless, anxious, rebellious, you know, because Uranus brings a sudden and unexpected changes sometimes. And sometimes that could just be to our emotions. You know, it doesn't mean that, like, you know, all of a sudden, like, we get fired from our job and then, you know, our husband says we want a divorce. That can happen, but usually, no, that doesn't always happen. That's usually a bigger Uranus, you know, transit. It's more just like, huh, I didn't expect to feel this way today. I didn't expect to, when that person said something to me, to react in that sort of way. So there may be sort of that need to, but let's use it in a good way, right? Let's use and focus on our journey of manifesting and creating new hope and karma. With new thoughts, because that's something else that Uranus brings, is sort of like new electric thoughts and to go, 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 and to figure out what is going on. You know, again, the feeling that we may have on that day is sort of a mixture between angst and excitement. You know, when you're about to go start a new journey, go start something new, and you don't know exactly like what's coming up, and it could go either way, but you're pretty sure it's going to be exciting, but there is still this nervous angst. That's how we're maybe feel around this new moon and this rebirth, you know, this rebirth of Leo, the rebirth of our sun, our path, our journey. Again, Leo represents that, you know, and Mars tore it down. So now we're rebirthing that. So for me, I'm going to really focus on, the opposite of the ways that my ego was torn down, you know, and the spirit, right? What is the opposite of ego? Spirit, soul. And both are important. When we say ego, I don't want people to think like, oh, there is that term, but our ego is important. It's what protected us as children. It's what protects us now. It's what gives us the confidence, you know, to do the things we do. But sometimes that ego can get out of whack, out of balance, just like our soul, body, everything else can. And we got to check it. We got to check it again. So, you know, this week there isn't too much going on. We got a Gemini Cancer moon. Then we have the sun squared. There's a lot of Uranus stuff going on this week and Leo moon. So really, the beginning of the week packed the biggest punch. And we'll be feeling that today or tomorrow. And that was the sun opposite Saturn. And so, and then we have this new moon. Next week will be a little bit crazier, a little bit more, but this week's kind of silent. But again, we're going to feel it. So instead, say, hey, how can I get more disciplined? If you're feeling of like things aren't moving, things aren't stuck, you know, feel things are stuck, focus on how, where you're feeling stuck, what can you do, and find out, why am I feeling stuck? Isn't my feeling stuck because I'm resisting change? Am I feeling stuck because my ego is telling me that this is really what I want? Am I feeling stuck because of this? Really pay attention and then try working on opposites, right? And try saying the affirmations, you know? So today we'll say, since I kind of feel stuck and almost no drive anymore at the moment to just keep going in what I'm doing, I'm going to say, hey, I feel really creative. Hey, I can see my path clearly now. Hey, I am on the right path no matter what. Just change those thoughts into positive affirmations today. And I'm going to try to do that every day. I'm even going to write them down when I get off of this, you know? So think in that way. And also, again, this could be a new, this could be a new path to show you a new drive for your path, right? A new drive for your path. You know, but oftentimes, sometimes it comes limited and we need to see why. But also, everything works out on divine timing. There's that. And that I know to be true. When something finally does work out in the favor or the way it should have done, I say, oh, huh. Thank God that worked out that way, right? Thank God that was the universe's timeline and not mine, because that works out a lot better. So you got to remind yourself of that, and we'll finish up with that. If things aren't working out the way you planned, the way you hoped, the way you thought, take a step back and say, and then all of a sudden, it does work out. You know, that feeling when something did work out, something you love, something you got an award, you accomplished something, you know, you got that next level accomplishment, you think, so that's why it took a while, or that's why that happened, or that's why, because everything really is on divine timing. And as I'm saying that, I'm kind of like, I hear my other side, my soul side, being like, Doc Colleen, you know, even with this, even with your projects, even with whatever you're doing, it's divine timing also. It's also divine timing. So remember that. So thank you. Thank you guys for letting me just talk. You know, I don't have a lot of people that it's the Virgo rising, Virgo moon that I really open up to. That's just who I am. I'd rather just keep it to myself, write it down, pray about it. You know, I maybe have one other person in my life I'll run things over, but I've always been so used to, even as a child, any things that were going on with my family or problems, I processed it by myself. And when you, and I'm a Virgo moon, that's a very Virgo moon thing too, but when you are there, and no one's there to help you process your hard times, when no one's there to talk to you, to see what's happening, you tend to just be more comfortable processing them yourself and not telling other people. That is my level of comfort, no matter what it is, not telling people. But that isn't always the best. We can't always live in our own head and be stuck in there, because at the same time, we're not telling people what's going on. We're believing our own words, our own thoughts that may not be accurate, you know? Or sometimes we just need a release. So thank you guys for letting me release and kind of talk about how I feel today and tie that into what's also going on with the sun opposite Saturn. You know, thank you again for listening. And thank you. I can never thank the people that listen to this every week and have supported me from the very beginning, which is coming up on 2 years. I started recording my first podcast episode when it was the Hair Healer Podcast. It was a full moon. What was the full moon in? I got to think, because it was opposite. So I guess it must have been a full moon in Pisces, because we were in Virgo season. It was like September 17th, or I want to say it was Friday the 13th. That's right. It was Friday the 13th, and we were well in Virgo. So it must have been a full moon in Pisces, and it was Friday the 13th, because we talked about that on the very first episode with David Wurzel, if you go back and listen. And so it's been 2 years in September that I started, and I started working and writing and everything and building the Hair Healer literally 10 months prior to that. So on some days I'm like, wow, I've made a dent. I'm helping people. I'm going somewhere. And on other days, you know, like actually, honestly, the last few weeks, last couple months, it's been sort of like feeling stuck and not knowing to go. I'll say this and shut up, and maybe some people can relate to this. I put so much work in working, right? Especially over COVID for that year, that I didn't even go out to see friends. And not because no one didn't want to. I just really just wanted, and not because of COVID, I didn't care. I mean, I cared, but I would have seen friends if I felt like it. I just wanted to work. All I wanted to do is work, work, work. I had no time for anyone else, but work, 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 work. I did hair 24/7 and worked on this 24/7. And so I kind of hit this wall, which you guys know if you listen to in the springtime. And since then, I just haven't been merging back yet from the wall. I think I did so much of 24-hour work without enjoying life, you know, and I do love working, but without enjoyment. Then now I'm just kind of like, I just want to enjoy life. I just want to coast, you know, I just want to do these things. And that's okay too, because life is all about finding balance between those two. And that's my thing, where I go extreme on either way. And now it's finding balance. So we're finding a balance, y'all. We really are. And you guys are too. You know, send me a message. Let me know how you're feeling, how this, you know, sun opposite Saturn is making you feel this week, how you feel in general. And enjoy the rest of summer. We got a month left of summer. Things are looking good. I just went out to the lake. Again, I've been, you know, the Capricorn moon has really, he's brought a lot of enjoyment into my life and really showed me how to enjoy life again and have fun again. And not care, right? Not care that I'd be like, oh, I have to have this done or that done. So the last couple weekly awakenings have been around fun, but let's take this weekly awakening and really focus on those thoughts. You know, with this, you might be extra critical of yourself with the sun opposite Saturn. So change your thoughts, change your critical thoughts. That's what I'm going to ask. That's what I'm going to tell you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please follow me on Instagram at The Hair Healer 1111, TikTok, The Hair Healer, and on Facebook, Colleen Dixon, or the Weekly Awakening Podcast. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Love you all. Bye.